Why, hello.
Hello, Meredith.
Hi, Mary.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome to...
Wilka Will Love You.
Wilka Will Love You is a podcast by fans about the music and influence of Wilco.
That it is.
It is.
And today, we are talking about Love Is Everywhere. It's so good. I really love this song.
It opens like a little hug for my sensibilities anyway. Yeah. It's just like the sound of the guitar and then...
We literally both, when the guitar came in, went, ah! It's just so good.
The lead and the drums come in kind of together or like almost together.
Maybe we should listen to it.
We'll figure it out.
We're going to take a pause and listen.
We'll check our work.
Check our work and then we'll get back to you. It's all yours now, it's all for you. Right now, love is everywhere. Right now, love is everywhere. All right.
That was excellent. I think it'll be fine and I'll be fine, but it feels fitting to mention it during the first pass because we do a couple passes with the songs.
Yeah.
And I felt a little migraine-y twitch in my neck.
Oh, no.
For like a hot second, and it hasn't really come back, but I think it's enough to kind of mess with my brain capacity a little bit, like either to distract me or sometimes when I get migraines, it messes with like my word finding ability and stuff like that a little bit. I think I'll be okay, but I just wanted to mention that to say that my migraines have gotten better. I started taking one of those shots. There are like a few different varieties that you can get, and they don't lay me out for a whole day and make me vomit and just sleep, and they're not nearly as intense as they used to be.
Yeah.
And I found that worth mentioning just because I know that Jeff Tweedy suffers much in the same way that I do from the way he described it in his book, which I actually read when I was lying in bed recovering from a migraine.
Wow.
And so it felt good to kind of have that validation for the experience that I've had since I was 5. But they've gotten a lot better, especially with the shot.
Yeah.
And I'll say they've also kind of morphed in a weird way where I will have it happen where I'm talking to people. And I feel like when it starts to kind of kick in, it'll almost be like I'm having a dream layered over my lived experience in that moment. Like I'm simultaneously dreaming, which is weird.
Wow.
Not sure if that's super normal. But anyway, I just thought that I would share all of that in the interest of saying that if you get terrible migraines, if you read Jeff Tweedy talking about his experience and think, man, he really gets it because I have really suffered in the same way, then that might be something to explore. I'm in no way like a big old pharma person, and I'm a little nervous about it in general. It has helped me to be completely laid out and flattened by migraines much less than I was.
Having life function.
Yeah. A little bit of brain function.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I thought that was worth saying.
We're here to talk about Wilco and beyond.
Yeah, that's right.
So, love is everywhere. Beware.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like giving us some thoughts on that?
I actually don't have a whole lot to say about the lyrics, do you?
I actually don't either. I was actually going to ask if you had something to say about the lyrics because they kind of stumped me a little bit. But I think the message comes across.
Yeah, that lead guitar is the love, I decided.
Oh, that lead guitar line.
It's playing the character of love in this song.
Oh my gosh, I love that lead guitar line. It's also like extremely difficult to play. Like to play that fast, even though it's not like a technically difficult note-wise riff to play, I just am always really impressed by Nels Klein's ability to play really syncopated parts, and they always land perfectly. Like I'm thinking of Side with the Seeds when they have that instrumental like guitar line, and it's very rhythmically challenging. There's something about this guitar line that's just like so happy. It's like just what the song needs. It makes the song. But also to do with guitars, I gotta say, I also really like Tweety's acoustic progression because it's a really Tweety progression. The chord progression is so Tweety, and even the rhythm. This song, for me, like, reminds me why I love Wilco so much, I feel like. Yeah, I might not have a lot to say about, like, the lyrics or the content, but it's something about the feeling of this song is just, like, it just makes me really happy.
Yeah, same. And for me, that it starts out with just that immediate acoustic guitar, just kind of raw like that. Acoustic guitar is such a comforting sound to me. And probably going back to my childhood and just listening to my dad play.
Yeah.
It just really makes me feel like I'm at home. And so hearing it kind of isolated just at first like that. Other instruments come in really quickly, but it also builds in a way that's satisfying.
Yeah, exactly. The way the bass comes in.
Yes.
Love it. I know we talked a lot about the drums on this record. This song has very under the radar drums, which is usually how I like drums. Like, I like drums to be there, but I don't really want to particularly notice them.
Mm-hmm.
This song has this great groove, and the drums are just what they need to be. And really, I think that on this record, the drums really are what they need to be on everything.
Yeah, they really are.
They might be more percussive on some songs, but on this song, it's kind of like how we were talking about Everyone Hides. It's just like a classic good song.
Yeah.
There's nothing really that crazy about it.
Yeah.
But it's Wilco, it's creative. And this song is the same way. It's going to be a classic forever. I mean, that's really what I had to say about this song.
Yeah. I was thinking, like Citizens, there's kind of a rocking motion to this song.
Yeah.
Do you notice?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's kind of more soothing.
I am a bit curious because the title is very intriguing. And you hear love is everywhere a lot throughout the song. But then at the very end, he kind of talks about this anxiety about, I'm frightened how love is here. Beware. I really don't know what's going on.
Maybe fear of being loved, because sometimes if you've had these cognitions present in your life, you feel like you don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Maybe that. And it can be hard to accept it.
It definitely could be that.
There's also some imagery where the sunlight grabs the lake. It's frozen in the flames beneath the sleeping town with the riots raining down.
Yeah. What is that about?
Yeah, I'm all yours now. It's all for you. A little bit puzzling.
This is one of the songs that has been kind of easy to gloss over the lyrics from listening to it, just because the tune and the everything is really just like satisfying and happy. So I feel like I need more time with the lyrics. They might,
almost.
You know, Tweety also, like, I know we've been talking about how he's kind of had this deeper level of writing, but sometimes he might just be writing stuff because it sounds good.
Possibly.
Because that's, like, kind of how he used to write, and it's poetic and it's interesting.
I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of getting it, maybe, as I'm looking at it more. I'm going to take a stab at it.
Okay, take a stab at it.
So the first verse, so tangled in the wild, seeing myself as something more mean out in the country, sadness wants me further away from the scene. So it's kind of like he is trying to run away from it. That's the sense I get.
Yeah.
Trying to run away from it. And then with the sunlight verse that I've already read, but I'll read it again. Where the sunlight grabs the lake, it's frozen in the flames. So when you see kind of the sun rising or setting over a lake, the sunrise or sunset, it's reflected in the water. And so it's kind of frozen and it kind of looks like flames.
Yeah.
That's the image I'm getting. But then beneath the sleeping town with the riots raining down. When you pick it apart, it's an image of beauty, but it's kind of conveyed with this foreboding language.
Yeah. The line that, like, it's all for you. It's like this language that people use when they do something destructive, but they're trying to justify it by being like, I did this for you.
Right. Yeah.
Which is what I think of.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering if it has to do with some kind of self-destructive behavior.
It's interesting that these lyrics are here, but the overall feel of it is one of comfort.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And even the way he sings right now.
It's kind of a lazy vocal. It's almost whispered.
Yeah, it's almost like a lullaby sort of quality to it.
Yeah, it's soothing. It's definitely soothing. It's kind of a dichotomy.
Maybe that love can be kind of scary. And when you see that it's all around, it's kind of something that's difficult to accept. And it's something that we often don't even want to believe.
Yeah.
And it's hard to believe when you see examples of hate and people being cruel or violent.
Yeah.
So it can be hard to trust love when it does present itself.
Mm.
Or it could be that it's a song about the Pokemon beware, the giant pink bear that follows around Team Rocket in the show. No? Anybody?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he tries to thwart all of their attempts to catch Pikachu.
I like that interpretation. Tangled in the Wild kind of sounds like a Pokemon-esque image.
Mm, right.
Wild Pokemon in the grass.
That's right.
Every episode will have a new little pop culture connection.
It just flows.
That Wilco totally intended.
I think so.
They totally intended us to think of Pokemon. Why the heck not?
Yeah, it's at least worth a shot describing it that way.
All right. How do we feel about that one?
I feel good about it. I also feel like I would be eager to hear the input of others on this one.
Me too. Maybe for some of these ones that stump us a little more, we could have some guests come back in.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps we can.
We got a couple friends that want to talk about Wilco.
Mm-hmm.
There may be a part B.
There just may.
All right. So make sure that you subscribe to Wilco Will Love You on your favorite podcasting platform. And follow us on Instagram at WWLYpodcast and email us at WWLYpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to discuss this episode further, just be respectful and nice and treat others as you would like to be treated when talking about art and music.
And remember,
Wilco
will
love
you.
You.
You personally.
You personally. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wilco Will Love You is co-hosted by Mary McLean and me, Meredith Koontz. It is edited by Greta Stromquist and recorded at Portola Studios. Theme music by Adam Nash. You can rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts or wherever you prefer to listen so that you don't miss an episode.